Unit 9. Islam. Section 2. Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Excuse me, Professor. Can I talk to you about my test?
Sure. What's your question?
Well, I'm not really sure why I lost so many points on question B.
Well, the question asks you to list and explain the five pillars or basic principles of Islam. And you've only listed them.
I see.
So here, for the first one, you just wrote that Islam requires a declaration of belief. You also needed to explain that this declaration is of a belief in only one God and in the messenger of God, Muhammad.
Okay, but what about the second pillar, prayer?
Just writing the word prayer wasn't enough either. I was looking for you to explain how Muslims pray. Do you remember what we learned about that?
Yes, that Muslims pray five times a day and they face in the direction of Mecca.
And do you remember who leads the prayers?
Islam doesn't have anyone like priests, so the prayers can be led by anyone who has a good knowledge of the Quran, the holy book that Muslims believe was revealed by God.
And the prayers are said where?
Well, it's better to say them at a mosque, which is a Muslim house of worship, but they can really be said anywhere.
Exactly. I can tell that you studied. It's just a shame that you didn't read the instructions carefully. Did you want to talk about any of the other three pillars?
Well, I'm not completely clear on the third one, charity. I mean, I know charity means giving help to the poor and needy, but it seems to have a different meaning in Islam.
That's true. Giving money to the poor is one part of charity in Islam. Each Muslim is required to give a part of his yearly income to the needy. The usual figure is 2.5%. But of course, it can be more than that if one can afford it. Also, according to Islam, the word charity can include all kinds of kindness and generosity to other people. Charity even includes encouraging other people to do kind things.
I remember you're mentioning that in class. And Muhammad said that even meeting your brother with a cheerful face is charity.
Exactly. You've obviously been paying attention.
Well, I'm kind of interested in Islam right now because I'm going to spend a week in Turkey over the summer vacation.
Oh, so you probably know that over 99% of Turkish people are Muslims.
Yes. Are they mostly Sunni or Shiite?
The majority are Sunni. And as you may know, Turkey is also a bit unusual among Muslim countries.
How's that?
Well, the leaders of Turkey are, of course, Muslims. But unlike a lot of Muslim countries, their system of government is strictly secular or non-religious.
So people are free to practice other religions?
Yes, and there are very small Christian and Jewish communities there.
So does that mean I don't have to worry about covering my hair when I go there?
That's right, you don't. It's true that many Muslims believe that women should wear a headscarf to cover their hair, but many Turkish women choose not to do that. In fact, they have rules against girls wearing headscarves in school in order to emphasize that Turkey is a secular state. Number 1. Why does the student go to see the professor? Number 2. It can be inferred from the conversation that Number 3. Why do the speakers discuss Turkey? Number 4. Which of the following is mentioned in the conversation as one of the pillars or basic principles of Islam? Number 5. All of the following are discussed by the speakers except Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then, answer the question. Did you want to talk about any of the other three pillars?
Well, I'm not completely clear on the third one, charity.
Why does the student say this?
I'm not completely clear on the third one, charity.
Number 7. All of the following are mentioned by the speakers as kinds of charity in Islam, except Number 8. Which of the following does the student learn from the professor during the conversation? Number 9. Which of the following is true according to the conversation?